The Office of the New Jersey Medical Examiner says there were more than 2,000 drug-related deaths in New Jersey last year, a majority related to drugs like heroin and its stronger synthetic counterpart, fentanyl. Dr. Andrew Kaufman with the University Hospital Comprehensive Pain Center in Newark says the state's northern counties have had better success dealing with overdose.
If you look at issues per county in terms of overdose rates per 100,000 people, Union County has 12 deaths per 100,000 in the last reported data. These southern counties are much worse on for whatever reason. Salem County is 29 deaths, Cape May 25 per 100,000, Atlantic County 23 per 100,000. Essex County, just down here, is 14 per 100,000.
But Union County Acting Prosecutor Tim Eisenhower says the number of overdose fatalities in North Jersey is rising.
Unfortunately, we're catching up. In 2015, in Union County, we had 64 overdoses. That was actually a significant increase at that period of time from the years preceding. This year, in just the short span of 3 years, we have doubled that rate.
Eisenhower says the rate of accidental overdose deaths have tripled the number of homicides in Union County in recent years.
If the murder rate was to go up like that, you would be up in arms, and you should be. We wouldn't be doing our job. But in this particular area, it's kind of looked at as a more of a health issue, and people aren't taking it as seriously.
Union County Sheriff and State Senator-elect Joe Cryan, alongside county freeholders, created Community Law Enforcement Addiction Recovery, the CLEAR program, designed to allow willing participants access to help.
Work with the individual and assess treatment. For those that are assessed with the idea that they may need a 28-day recovery, a bed, we have a partnership with two areas, with Turning Point in Patterson and with New Hope in Marlboro. So we're able to, based on, yes, federal government resources and how that works, we're able to provide a bed, sometimes that day, sometimes soon afterwards, where there's an opportunity for that individual to go into recovery.
For some that struggle with addiction, those 28 days are just the beginning.
I get out of a 28-day program, and they say, see you later.
Mariel Huffnagel is a former addict. Cleaned from drugs and alcohol for 10 years, she's the executive director of the Ammon Foundation. They support those in addiction recovery seeking to continue their education.
Stable employment, safe housing, adequate health care, and these are the things we don't have people, young, old, white, black, whatever, in early recovery set up to be successful.
Huffnagel says the opioid crisis has evolved significantly into a nationwide relapse problem. In Elizabeth, I'm Ang Santos, WBGO News.